Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4763.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I would say my father. He was a great provider growing up. He was a good example. He's pretty successful as well.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a physical therapist with my own practice.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would say determined, ambitious, hardworking.
What type of things make you happy?
I like going to the beach. I like being by the water, lake, river, anything that has to do with water. I like being outside, just fun outdoorsy stuff, camping. That makes me happy.
What types of things make you sad?
Failure, I guess you can say. it's normal, not getting what I want, basically. That's not ridiculous.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I'm the firstborn out of, four. So I had a lot of, younger siblings that looked up to me. So I was the example and, the guinea pig with a lot of my parents is, the way they would do things. That's, the first, I guess you can say.
Okay. Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And how did you develop this attribute?
One attribute, I guess, what you could say is, discipline, and I developed that attribute through, military enlistment.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I think the most admirable quality a person can have, has got to be ambition. Always wanting to do something, always, shooting higher, always wanting to achieve more.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
I would say tradition and manners. We have little family traditions during Christmas, Thanksgiving, and holidays and stuff like that, and I thought it was really neat. So I would like to probably pass that down to my own children.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I like to go camping with my family, renting out a log cabin out in the woods, spend a day at the lake, just spending quality time with them.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I really enjoyed playing sports in my childhood. Football, basketball, rollerblade hockey with all the kids in the neighborhood. They would usually all meet up at my house and we'd set up a nice pickup game. And I just really enjoyed being outside with them.
What is your favorite book and what type of books do you enjoy and do you have a favorite literary character?
My favorite book would probably be this book called Runner. Not because of the actual substance of the book, but because it was the first book that I had read completely on my own without anyone having to have to tell me, hey, keep reading or you have a test. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I did that was because each page wanted me to – it encouraged me to turn the page with each paragraph and with each chapter, and I think that's a good quality a book should have. It should make the reader want to read more instead of having to read more.
Did it have a good character you liked?
I don't really have a favorite literary character, but the type of books I enjoy are Stephen King's series of Unfortunate 14 Dark Tales. Mm-hmm. Everything's Eventual. It's 14 short stories, including the short story about the Room 1408. They even made a movie about it. With John Cusack. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I like those books.
What is your favorite word and why?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism. 'Cause it's I learned how to I learned it I learned about it in the 8th grade. I know how to spell it correctly, and it's 27 letters long, I believe, which is longer than the alphabet, and it's one word.
Impressive. What is the last movie you saw and did you like it?
The last movie I saw was Lone Survivor. And I had watched it before, and yes, I loved it.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
Football, by far, is my favorite sport, but I do enjoy basketball and hockey, and baseball is very boring to watch. To play, it's fun, but
What do you do for fun and what are your hobbies?
I like to. I'm a very social person, so I like to hang out with my friends. I like tubing at the river or going to water parks, or like I said, anything with water is really fun for me.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
Yes, I would say I'm a very creative person. And when I was younger, I used to make like a little comic book series with chapters and characters. But that was a long time ago. I now express my creativity through writing.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yes. Actually, a few weeks ago, someone told me that if Robert Downey Jr. and Mark Ruffalo had a baby, I would be it.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you've taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
Significant experience slash risk I took was joining the military. Huge change in my life. It had a very big impact, and it changed me a little bit, but not completely.
You think it was a good change?
Yes. Would I do it again? No.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Seth MacFarlane. He's his rumor his humor is it's very intellectual and dumb at the same time, so he appeals to both audiences, and you when you watch his shows or his movies, like, you have to know a little bit of stuff to actually get some of the humor, or you could just know nothing and it's still entertaining. So I think he's a very creative person, and I'd love to talk to him.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
First experience living away from home, that was a big change away from my family. So that would definitely have been a good first experience, and it impacted me, because it made me see a different side of the United States, different culture, different food.
Recall an occasion that you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Leaving the military was a risk I took, and it's been the best risk I've ever taken.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
Yes, chaos math, which is a mathematical theory. It's never really challenged me, because I'm not gonna even dare to even try it. But it's really surprised me that this is a mathematical theory, and it is insane in as far as mathematics go, which is already insane.
Very much. Have you experienced a moment of epiphany as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your impressions about it.
Yes. After basic training, I guess I you could say I was or before basic training, I had been desensitized to a lot of things. And then after basic training, it was just a crazy eye-opening experience to what I had depreciated before, and simple things such as like music, food, color, sound, everything was just really, really sensitive after basic training, and it was kind of cool actually, being so sensitive to things that were so simple to you before, like seeing the color blue and how it was so blue, because basic training is just black and white and cold and square and. And you're like that for a good period of time. So seeing these colors and music and tasting food, it was just crazy.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would love to be at the beach right now. I love the beach. It's just
What do you like to do at the beach?
I like to be at the water, hang out with friends, camp out, grill food, maybe fish a little bit, although I've never been good at it. But I just like being at the beach. It's just a really comfortable atmosphere to me, really peaceful and tranquil.
What is your approach to life?
My approach to life is to keep tracking on the path that I've taken, which is being in college, getting my degree, getting into grad school, becoming a physical therapist, and then just keep progressing until I get exactly what I want. I don't want to stay, I don't want to pause or stay stagnant or get stale.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties, and how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
The most difficult time in my life was selection training for the career field that I was going to be in when I was in the military. It was completely stressful in the physical aspect, mental and emotional. It was just extremely difficult, and it changed my perspective on life as you don't know really what you don't really know what you're capable until you're pushed and what your body's capable of, 'cause I made it through, and there was times that I thought I was gonna quit or give up, and I didn't, and I went through.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience, I guess you could say, graduating basic training. I was in basic training and it felt like forever. And then when you finally graduate, it's wow.
It's over.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite actor?
Ryan Reynolds. He's funny. He's got an intellectual type of humor. Yeah, I just like all his movies, so.
What is your favorite dinner?
Favorite dinner? I would say anything that's Italian. I like spaghetti, I like lasagna. But if I had to choose one, I'd say spaghetti.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yes, I would say Monopoly, even though it caused so many family fights, but it was still fun.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Join the military.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
First thing I do in the morning is I usually shower. I like to shower, 'cause it wakes me up, and then I can get my day started from there.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I would say fly, not physically, but like a machine, a plane. I don't know how to do it. I'd love to, but I can't do it because I just don't know how.
What is your favorite season and why?
My favorite season is football season, but if we were talking about real seasons, I would say winter. It's just cold, you get to dress nicer, you get Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, all those fun holidays. It's just a great time. So that's why I like winter.
You are majoring in exercise and sports medicine. When did you first become interested in this field?
I first became interested. I've always been interested in the medical field. Both of my parents are medical professionals, and they own their own company and they're very successful. So, there's always going to be a need for someone in the medical field. It's not something that's ever going to go out of business. I first became interested in exercise and sports medicine when I met one of my friend's uncles. On Thanksgiving, he was a physical therapist, and he had owned, or he owns, many clinics and rehabs, and he is very, very successful. Has a lot of money, seems very happy, and he was a really good guy to look up to. So that's what originally inspired me to pursue exercise sports science, and also with the help of my parents' encouragement, and they supported me all the way.
That's great. What are your plans upon graduation?
My plans upon graduation are to apply to grad school and get in wherever I'm taken.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
If I could choose any career, it would be one of those senior stockbrokers at a very big stock firm in New York City, because they seem to make a lot of money.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing in relation to work, family, and travel?
Snapshot 10 years from now, I would be single with my own clinic, living in my favorite city.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Romantic evening, I would say a nice dinner at a nice restaurant, maybe a bottle of wine. And then maybe a movie afterwards.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Someone that's my equal, someone that I don't have to support. She can support herself, and I can support myself, and we can basically grow together and empower each other.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Buy her food. Girls love food. So. And I hear that's the key to a woman's heart, is food. So,
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I guess you could say I wanted to give others the opportunity to produce life that they can't do themselves, and make a little bit of cash on the side while doing it. It's a win-win for everyone.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Stay ambitious, follow your dreams, follow your goals, don't give up. It's hard, but don't give up.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4763.